Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 28, 2020, COVID-19 Iowa Nonprofit Recovery Fund. The Iowa Nonprofit Recovery Fund provides short-term relief to nonprofit organizations that have sustained a negative economic impact as a result of COVID-19. The fund is an extension of the Iowa Small Business Relief Program. The funds are to be used for short-term cash flow assistance to continue operations, provide increased services and support, or reopen. Any other use of the funds, including paying debts incurred prior to March 1, 2020, is not permitted. Eligible nonprofits may be awarded a grant of up to $25,000 based on income, expenses, outstanding obligations, and other state and federal assistance received, including the Paycheck Protection Program, Iowa's Small Business Relief Program, Iowa Arts and Culture Emergency Relief Fund, and Iowa's Small Business Utility Disruption Prevention Program. Funding. Governor Kim Reynolds has allocated $10 million in federal Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security CARES Act funds to the Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, for the Iowa Nonprofit Recovery Fund. The program will accept applications until all funds have been exhausted. Eligibility applicants for funding must meet the following criteria. Organizations with revenue over $25,000 in CY 2019. Organizations must serve the state and its residents without discrimination based on race, religion, gender, age, disability, natural origin, or sexual orientation. Nonprofit organizations and fewer than 25 full-time equivalent or FTE employees. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.